It's almost back to school time, and when those school bells start ringing, millions of children will be toting Crayola crayons in their backpacks. Edwin Binney, who had a home in Fort Pierce, invented the indispensable product more than a century ago. His great-granddaughter, Sally Putnam Chapman, lives in the area.
It was actually at the urging of his wife, Alice Binney, who was a school teacher, to see if he couldn't make some wax sticks for her little students to color with and make pretty pictures. Now, there were already colored sticks, but they were very inferior and they were very, very expensive. So they were impractical for a school teacher to have for her children. So Alice Binney suggested, "Dear, won't you see if you can't come up with something practical and colorful for my children?" And that's when he went to work and invented what is now known as the Crayola crayon.
Was he a chemist?
He wasn't a chemist, although he worked for the Peekskill Chemical Company for a long time, which was his father's company. And then his father left the Peekskill Chemical Company to Edwin. That's when he and his cousin Harold Smith got together and started manufacturing ink black, which was the black carbon that went in most automobile tires.
I imagine people had been trying to come up with a formula for colored sticks for kids for a long time. What was in his winning formula that made it succeed where others failed?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that because there was kind of a secret ingredient. I do know that they had this paraffin wax, and then, of course, Harold Smith traveled all around the world looking for different colored natural pigments that he brought back that they experimented with that went into their sticks. But there was a very special ingredient, which is locked away in a vault at the Crayola factory in Easton, Pennsylvania, and they will not tell anyone what that secret is. But it's that secret that gives it that wonderful Crayola smell that everyone can identify with.
Sort of like the secret ingredient in Coca-Cola,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, it is. The name Crayola actually came about when Alice and Edwin were having dinner with their children, and he had come up with this product, and they were talking about what could we possibly name it. And Alice Binney, being the school teacher and being raised and educated in London, said, "Well, why don't we name it Crayola?" The cray part was the French word for chalk, which he was already making, and oila, the Latin root for the word oil. So in her very intellectual way, she created a very sophisticated name for what is now a very ordinary product, Crayola.
Such a recognizable packaging, too.
Yes.
That hasn't changed much over the years, has it?
No, it hasn't. They did modernize it when Binney and Smith sold out 25 years ago. They sold the company to Hallmark, and Hallmark slightly changed the packaging. The colors, the gold and the green, remained the same, but the printing changed just a little bit.
That's a product that every child knows about.
Absolutely, they do. Every child knows it's Crayola crayon. As children, we really weren't told anything about Crayola crayon or that, you know, our family was involved. And people often say, "Well, why is that?" Well, I don't think they wanted us running to school telling all of our friends, you know, "Oh, my great-grandfather made Crayola crayons." We didn't know a thing about it, probably until we were old enough to understand it, like 12 or 13 even.
But by the time that your great-grandparents were coming to Fort Pierce, this had all been done.
Absolutely, it had all been done.
That was Sally Putnam Chapman. Edwin Binney and his family started spending time in St. Lucie County in 1911. He helped establish the port, and he donated land to the community. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.